Jeez.
Yes, sir.
Well, looky here. Who do we have?
What is going on? Great to be here in Atlanta.
What's up, man? How you been?
I've been doing great.
We miss you.
I think so. I just realized I'm on the air right now, and I forgot how to do that.
Do you remember how that red button is the microphone on, and you speak directly into it?
I'm in a panic attack. Oh, God. There's people listening. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah,
doing okay. I miss being on the air. That's why I had to come back and respond to the signal. I'm so thankful, man. You guys put it.
Sounds
the
like
signal.
You're in the studio.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, I am in the studio.
Man, you even came to the studio?
I did.
Wow, man, you must be bored out of your damn mind.
I did not want risk not being able to connect up with your show. So
okay.
I came down here to the studio.
We really appreciate you answering that, even on vacation. How have things been going? What have you been doing on your time off?
You know, I really wanted to take the opportunity to stay home to preserve the opportunity to travel during vacation.
Because you didn't know you were going to be on vacation and you didn't book anything.
That is basically correct. But I'm going with the cover story of... You know, where is away exactly? You know, you can vacation within your heart, and that's what I did.
Just kind of turn the television on to whatever channel you want and pretend you're right there. It doesn't even matter. So many different opportunities to travel like that.
And I was really worried that someone would not go back and watch all the episodes of Friends. So I really wanted to be on that wall for the P1s.
You did not do that.
And to make sure I watched the original Friends.
Oh, God.
Which was your favorite episode?
About single people living in the big city.
Just trying to navigate and survive everyday life and trials and tribulations.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, they figured a lot of things out at the coffee shop, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I realized after I watched about two seasons of it, I had not laughed out loud once. Not once.
So it didn't hold up. Do you remember laughing out loud when you watched it?
No, I wasn't a huge Friends watcher back in the day because it just annoyed me because there were so many girls around me that were all, no, I think they're going to get together this week. Oh, yeah. You know, all that stuff. And
that wasn't you? You didn't do that same thing?
I don't care about Ross and Rachel and...
Really?
Come on. So I only really kind of revisited it just to revisit that time, the mid-90s, and see the fashion and see what the hell people were watching back then.
So mid-90s, do you consider that, what do you consider your best period as far as your life?
Ugh.
And where you were at your happiest?
Right now.
Is it right now?
Yeah, I always think that... I don't know. People have all these glory days. You know, oh, man, high school was so great. And I never thought high school was that great.
Who is this?
I don't know. It's high school was so great guy.
Hey, guys, who are you? High school was so great. I'll see you later now.
Well, you must be on the
internet. Was he a big dog in school?
High school wasn't that great. College wasn't that great. It always felt like life got better as it went on to me.
You know what? I think there's something to that.
I do agree with that. I would say the same thing he said. I think right now is my best time of my life that I've ever had.
Like, I don't feel high school was that bad of a period. Like, middle school sucked.
Yeah, middle school
was rough. Because kids that age are dumb and stupid.
I had a lot of lunches that somebody just took from me that was unfortunate.
Oh, really? Were you bullied?
Oh, yeah. I was very bullied.
Yeah, I was too. In middle school?
Yeah.
And then high school, you start figuring some things out. And then college, you're kind of dumped into the college at the beginning for me was kind of bad because I didn't have the parents to kind of sit down and explain everything that may have happened when you're on your own. I just kind of got dumped.
They didn't give you guidance?
17.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the heck was going on with teachers not caring if you went to school or went to class or not.
Yeah.
Then I didn't care, and peer pressure and all that. So the beginning of college for me kind of sucked.
God, I was such a bad college student. I found my college transcript, I don't know, a year ago or so, and it was embarrassing. I would go semesters where I would have one D and the rest W's.
Yep.
I had so many W's.
the drop pass was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that you just wasted that money and you're going to have to take that class over. Like, you didn't, I drop failed a couple classes also.
Yeah, I was so bad about, this is how disorganized I am, that there was a semester where I think I got all F's because I never did get around to going to drop the classes.
Man,
like, I'd stop going to school, and I kept trying to remember, hey, I really need to get down there and get these classes dropped. And then I never dropped them, and I got all F's.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
I had a couple of F's in college.
Involved paperwork. I don't like paperwork.
Well, one of my classes, I had a biology class. It's kind of like you were talking about, Donnie. Like, there's nobody there to make you go, and I hated biology. And so he said, I don't take attendance. We're going to have a midterm and a final, and that's it. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll just come back for the midterm. And, man, that's...
Yeah, that's a bad strategy.
I think I got like 30-something on that test.
Damn it. I don't know how you ever thought that was a good strategy.
I don't know. I figured, how hard can it be? We had biology in high school. It's probably close to the same, and it was not at all.
I had classes to where I had one, and I dropped. I made a D, and I thought, okay, you know what? There was the last year where I had some classes where I needed to fill out a schedule. All right, I'll retake that so I can get a better grade and raise my GPA. And I made the same D.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
But, hey, D's get degrees, and I have one, so that's all that matters.
I had a hard time with Spanish. I had to take it. Spanish 4, I had to take, I think, 4 different times. Because they don't speak
4?
English.
4?
Well, they don't. So I hadn't had it because I didn't. From when I went to Texas State, I left, and I finished my degree like 6 years later. And so I had done Spanish 3, and so to go from that to try to finish Spanish 4, they don't speak English in that class. So anytime you wanted to talk to them, you had to speak Spanish, and it had been 6 years since I had taken a Spanish class. That was rough.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got your degree later. You went back.
Yeah, I went back. So it took me 10 years to finish my degree.
Mm. You know how long it took me?
How long?
Still working on it. Still working on it. Am I the only person up here that did not graduate college? I think all the other guys,
Gordon Keith,
have a degree. Dang it. See, I need to go and finish. But now I'm so old that it would look so weird me being in a college
class. No, you can do it online.
Yeah. You don't even have to see people.
Yeah, but that seems like even less
technology and stuff.
Even less structure. Which is probably not going to work for me, but it's maybe worth a shot.
You know, everyone always talks about when someone says, I'm going to go back to school to either get a degree or get an advanced degree. Oh, that's so great. And I'm with Gordon. It would be the most awkward thing because if I walked into a college class and there's a 55-year-old dude and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, gosh.
Why are you here?
I know. People be looking at me all grossed out.
Right?
He's got the old.
And then you have to maybe ask a 19-year-old for help studying because they get it and you don't. And it's just.
And that'd be creepy and they wouldn't want anything to do with me. And
right, right.
They'd be figuring out how to reject me.
They at my wife's job, they said that they would pay for her to get an advanced degree. And then she said, well, won't you go to class with me and we can do this thing together? I was like, I'm done. I'm so out.
Did you ever think about a master's or anything like that?
No.
Not at
all.
I
haven't thought about it. Will not think about it. Not interested. I've done my time.
I'm math man.
The sad thing is, I bet you I could go back and I would try to choose something that would be easy for me. Like, I don't know, if they offer RTF degrees. I don't know if they still do that.
What if you went in that class and failed it? Like, you've been in radio for 30-something years and you failed RTF.
I would fail. I would absolutely fail.
How many?
Right. They're just, you're like, I think my career speaks for itself. Like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I would fail that course.
How many hours do you lack? Do you know?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think maybe like a year and a half.
Oh, okay, so that's probably, that could be 18 credits. That's a lot. Like, when I left, I went back 6 years later, but I only needed 9 credits.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I had
that's
to take
nothing. That's three classes, right?
Yeah, three classes. Three classes.
Dude, you can do that. You can knock that out in a year and a half.
Yeah. I know.
And then we can all come to your graduation, and when they call your name, we'll have the
boy. That'd be great. We just pack
the coins in the
all
in the
P1s
cans.
In the audience. Across. That'd be awesome.
That would be the most celebrated degree when they call your name. Everyone's going crazy. They'd have to wait for us to shut up.
Well, I think the University of North Texas gave me an honorary degree.
Oh, did they?
Well,
really?
Then you have a degree.
Yeah.
Doesn't that count?
Now, is it an honorary bachelor's or an honorary doctorate's?
It's an honorary bachelor's. I
feel like that's, like, if you're going to give me an honorary degree, I want the top. I want to be a doctor.
Yeah, I want the one that Cosby got. What did Cosby get?
He had to have gotten a doctor's, right? Didn't Shaq get a doctorate's degree?
Yeah.
I think Cosby got a real one, though, didn't he?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Like an honorary.
I think his wasn't honorary, but I may be wrong on that.
Like a doctor of philosophy or something? Like, you can't give medical doctors honorary doctorates.
No, of course not. No, it's always a doctor of philosophy.
No, I want
not going to that doctor.
I want my university to give me an honorary doctorate's degree.
That'd be awesome.
Like medical?
That'd be great.
No, not medical.
I want a medical.
But I will make everyone call me Dr. Lewis. Everyone.
That'd be so great.
Including the wife. Call me Doc.
My father was a real doctor. He got his doctorate's degree. I mean, not in medicine.
Did you call him Daddy Doc?
No, but I always thought that was cool. He was like the first guy in his family to ever even go to college, and then he also gets a doctorate degree.
That's incredible.
And then one generation later, I fell so hard off the table that I barely got out of high school. I graduated high school in summer school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew this about you.
Yeah. I didn't get to walk across the stage with any of my friends. The only time I've ever been part of a graduation ceremony was my kindergarten graduation.
You even had a kindergarten graduation?
I did. Yeah, we had one way back then.
Man, I thought those were fairly new.
No.
Man, I kind of imagine you, I don't know if you've seen this Fresh Prince episode, but Will needed a really a beginner's music class to graduate, and he had to dress up with some little kids as a graduation thing. So I imagine you doing that, having to graduate high school and summer school.
What is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Okay, you know what?
Is there a white equivalent to that?
I don't know if I can watch Friends. It's Webster. I don't know. It's Webster.
Wow.
Mr. Papadopoulos.
Lord.
Man.
Watch that. It's, he improved his life. So watch Webster and you'll know it's my Fresh Prince.
Go on, three, four.
Thank you, Gordon. Looking forward to seeing you in California, man.
Hey, see
you
there.
Thank you so much for answering the signal. It's 10:11. It's the invasion.